Good. Fantastic win tonight. Firstly, could you please provide an update on where Hardik Pandya is with regards to resuming bowling? Secondly, would it be fair to say it was a disappointing season for him, just 127 runs at an average of 14 and strike rate 113?
Yeah, look, in terms of his bowling, he hasn't bowled yet. So the physios, the trainers, the medical team is working on his bowling. As of now, all I know is he hasn't bowled a single ball yet. But, you know, we wanted to take one game at a time and see where he stands. At the moment, today, you saw him didn't bowl today as well. But, you know, he's getting better day by day. So, you know, in the next week or so, he might be able to bowl. Who knows? I mean, you know, only the doctors or the physios will be able to give an update on that. As far as his batting is concerned, yes, he'll be a little disappointed, but we know the quality of him. He's a quality player. There's no doubt about that. And he's come back from tough situations before as well. Personally, for him, he will not be happy with, his batting. But again, the team has confidence in his ability. I personally have confidence in his ability. He's progressing. When you look at him, he's getting better every time that he goes onto the field. He looks better and better. But again, a player like him are probably just one innings away from getting back and getting back to his own natural way. And we've seen it in the past. He's done it before as well. If I have to put everything together, I mean, we are very, I'm very personally confident of his ability, and we've seen it in the past, and there's no doubt that he'll be a valuable asset.
Rohit Juglan, go ahead with your question.
रोहित भाई ये जानना चाह रहा हूँ आपसे आपने अभी पोस्ट मैच प्रेजेंटेशन में कहा कि दिल्ली में एक तरह से टीम मोमेंटम हासिल कर रही थी और उसके बाद कहीं ना कहीं वो जो ब्रेक आया शायद वो थोड़ा सा अगेंस्ट में चला गया आप मुझे बता पाएंगे कि एमआई के लिए यहाँ पर आके चीजें किस तरीके से स्ट्रैटेजी वाइज बदल गई यूएई में थोड़ा सा अगर आप उसको एक्सप्लेन कर पाए
नहीं स्ट्रैटेजी तो कुछ बदली नहीं थी हमें पता था कि हमें कैसे कंडीशंस मिलेंगे हमने लास्ट ईयर यहाँ पे ट्रॉफी जीती थी तो कंडीशंस तो एलियन नहीं थे हमारे लिए हमने यहाँ पर अच्छा किया हुआ था तो बस बात यही था कि जो मोमेंटम हमें मिला हुआ था दिल्ली में हम दो बैक टू बैक मैचेस जीते थे और उसके बाद हम चाहते थे कि मैचेस और चले बट अनफॉर्चुनेटली बिकॉज ऑफ वट एवर वॉज हैपनिंग इन द कंट्री देर वॉज अ ब्रेक एंड ऑल ऑफ अस हैज़ टू डिपार्ट हमें वापस अपने अपने जगह चले जाना पड़ा तो बिल्कुल यहाँ पर हम जब आए तो काफ़ी थोड़ी इंजरीज थी हमें काफ़ी प्लेयर्स ने इनिशियली दो तीन मैचेस मिस किए जो हमारी ओरिजिनल कॉम्बिनेशन थी उससे बट उसके बावजूद भी आई अंडरस्टैंड कि हमें परफॉर्म करना चाहिए हमें अच्छा खेलना चाहिए बट इस साल हो नहीं सका वैसे काफ़ी हम इनकंसिस्टेंट थे हमारे परफॉर्मेंस को लेकर अगर आप इनकंसिस्टेंट रहोगे अपने परफॉर्मेंस को लेकर तो बहुत मुश्किल हो जाता है क्वालिफाई करना प्ले ऑफ्स के लिए बट अगेन जिस तरीके से हमने क्रिकेट खेला है पिछले दो तीन सालों में आई थिंक हमें काफ़ी 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 उस चीज़ से प्राउड फील करना चाहिए क्योंकि दो बैक टू बैक चैम्पियंस जीते थे हम पिछले दो सालों में तो कहीं ना कहीं जैसे मैंने बताया कि हम इस साल उतने कंसिस्टेंट नहीं रहे इसीलिए शायद हम क्वालिफाई नहीं कर पाए
अमोल करटकर गोवर विद योर क्वेश्चन
रोहित हाउ मच वुड यू से दैट द स्टार्टिंग ट्रबल इन द सेकेंड लीग केम बैक टू हॉन्ट एमआई येट अगेन इन सो मेनी वेज एंड हाउ चैलेंजिंग डज इट बिकम फॉर अ फ्रेंचाइज to handle when you have six players who are going to represent India at a global event without hardly any gap. So how challenging does it become?
No, look, I mean, to be honest, yes, it was difficult to start because, like I said just now, we had a couple of injuries in the squad. The original members who actually go out to play, those guys were missing. And yeah, we just didn't play as a team, to start with. And then collectively as a group, we didn't come together. That was the main reason of us not qualifying this year. When you want to win games, championships, everyone needs to come collectively together, and that is what we've been doing successfully in the last few years. That's the hallmark of this team, to come collectively and perform. We don't tend to rely on one or two individuals anytime at any given stage. We always believe in everyone coming together and chipping in with those performances, and that didn't happen this year, so that was a bit disappointing. But again, like, I don't want to take anything away from the guys. We've had two successful campaigns back to back. This wasn't our year.
Last two questions.
And the T20 World Cup bit, sir.
Yeah, look, I mean, honestly, when you go there, it's a different ball game. I personally don't like to count too much into what has happened in the IPL and what is going to happen in T20 World Cup. T20 World Cup is a different ball game. When you play franchise cricket, it's different. So you cannot really compare or look too much into those aspects. Yes, you know, the form matters, but yeah, it's a different squad there. It's a different squad here. The way we play here is different to what we do there. So there's a lot of mixed understanding of the two teams. So you cannot really look too much into that. Yes, all the seven or six guys who we have here, they would have liked to, you know, had a good run, but it didn't happen. You saw a couple of fine performances today from Surya and Ishan. But again, when you talk about the World Cup, there'll be a couple of practice games, I believe, guys can get back into their rhythm and see what we can do there.
Thank you.
Final question, Swati, you can go ahead with your question.
Hi, Rohit. I just want to ask that Mumbai has been a top-class side throughout the years. You have bagged your players, and you have four members in your side. So, do you have any plans about the next year auction, or who are the players you are planning to retain?
Look, right now, we don't know what's going to happen. The rules are not out yet. And there's so much unclarity as to how many players you can retain and what is going to happen. So we have no idea on that. But once the rules are out, probably then I'll be able to tell you which player we will be retaining.
Thank you, Captain. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Good luck for the World Cup.
Thank you.